Guys, welcome and welcome back to the Wave Ride Podcast. My name is Tara Nicole and I'm joined today by two beautiful guests who I will let introduce themselves. So, starting with my right.
Hi everyone, my name is Mwendoa. I'm happy to be here.
Nice to have you.
And I'm Karemi, also happy to be here.
Happy to have you guys. So, I call them in because these are pretty much like our big sisters. So we brought them in to talk about dating in our 20s, dating towards marriage, and the dating spectrum as a whole. So, yeah, let's dive right into it. Mm-hmm. Aya, so I'll basically just ask you the question, then flow from that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sawa, sawa. So beginning, when did you start thinking about like marriage? Like kuna date mtu, unafikiria wa, uyu baze, uyu unaweza ona, aki put a ring on it. How did that come about?
that's a nice question. Very interesting. Do I go first?
Yeah.
For me, I think it happened when the person was there. Uh-huh. So I didn't sit and think, oh, you know, by this time I have to have gotten married. And I know because I wasn't very prepared. You know how weddings and stuff, eh? Mm. I wasn't prepared, you know, I didn't have a dress, it a kind of colors and easy. So yeah, so when the guy came and guys just seemed to be on the same page and things just flowed. I don't know about you.
I think that's exact same story. Because even before we started dating, mm-hmm. we were not dating, like purposefully not dating.
Yeah.
So then we ended up just vibing, become very good friends.
Yeah.
I don't know najipata aje hapo. To be honest, the card God trying to lead the conversation towards
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
So I'll be as honest, I don't think I've ever looked for someone with the hope or aim that we are getting married.
No.
It's more of mejipata hapa.
Yeah. So basically, you just date a guy, then mm-hmm. pole pole unaanza kuona, this could be the one I could spend the rest of my life with.
Yeah, I think there's that because you see, at the end of the day, what is dating? You see, when you meet someone, it's like even friends. When you meet someone, day one, mm-hmm. you like assuming tumepatana na wewe sahi tao, ama kwa mat. So, you know, like just me and you now, okay, not dating or whatever.
Yeah.
You see, it's just how something can happen in the mat and then we just start talking and everything. Mm. So what she's saying, it's just the vibing. So you just go vibing until one day you're like, hey, by the way, you know, we can walk this life journey together.
Yeah.
So I think, so it's not really about like, now you just go dating and all that, but it's just, it just happened. So,
yeah.
And I think we are blessed. We are blessed because it happened and it happened well.
Yeah.
I'll just add that I think after my last boyfriend, which was a while ago, I remember just putting it in prayer that God, whoever I'm going to date next, may it be purposefully dating, not just, it's not fun times anymore, as in. And I realized that you need to put God in it because marriage is a godly thing.
Yeah.
So I just prayed on it. Alafu mkasema sasa umeachia God.
And I actually like that. For me, I remember also because I've also been in previous relationships. I have a friend who once said that, Akimwe, you really date people who are serious. But I think it's also because I've been lucky that I've dated nice guys, you know. Things just didn't work, but I've been lucky that I've dated nice guys. But one of the things that struck me was I also wasn't really praying for a partner, but I was just praying and telling God, you know, the things that I've learned even about myself, like let me work on them. Like if I'm not very good at communication, because of course, you know, relationship you are to a really.
Sure.
Please, ladies, don't sit here and think you're the one who's, you know, a baby girl, a princess, and the other one is the one who's always on the wrong. So if you're mature enough to understand that, I mean, even in my 20s, even when I was in campus, that's one of the things I was always trying to work on. Like if there's a trait, someone says something, you know, at that point when you're upset, you don't think about it. But after a while, you start saying, okay, why would they say this?
Yeah.
Is it because they're bad? You know, because they're good people who do bad things.
True.
That's the reality. It's not that people are just bad, and it's not bad people that make relationships not work. So I remember for me also, when I was praying, though, I was praying for something different. I remember I had just moved into a setup, you know, I was living by myself at the time, and I didn't like the living situation. I was by myself, you know, and sometimes when I get home late or you know, because of work, sometimes you come in, I mean, at very odd hours, and I didn't like that. Mm. So I remember, and I also didn't like my landlord. I'll say this, I hope I'm out. Ajue. Junilimsho, lakini ni vizuri akumbuke. So, I remember I made a prayer because I think me and Karimi are very similar. I also prayed and told God, you know, I want a home. And I remember I just said I want a home because home is supposed to be peace. And then I met the guy a few months later, and again I didn't even know that was the answer to my prayer, but it just happened. Yeah.
So speaking for us, most of the people our age, we date. Okay, now it's becoming more purposeful, but it's mostly for like good vibes, where you'll go out. Some of us, the pictures you take on Instagram for so like, when did you actually sit and think like, I'm ready to be somebody's wife? I can actually see myself being the wife or the mother to his children.
That's a deep one.
Where? Okay.
May I remember the day I told you, and I think we were at a party, and okay, when you met him, he's very organized. I like his values and how he treats people, how he relates with people. And I remember it wasn't us organizing the party, but he took over the whole scene and just made everything run so smoothly. And I remember looking at him and kind of think, I'm sure, when on at Kifanya life na oh no naje. And that time we weren't really serious about anything. Yeah. But I remember just seeing the values in him. And thinking, you know, I felt like I was learning more than I was being taken, like someone is teaching me a lot. And I admired his self, just the little God have let him, and I remember saying, oh, I want that kind of person in my life. That's the kind of person I see atani guide vizuri, you know. It's a little mesema, it's a two-way thing. So at that party is where I really thought about him, and I can't forget. I was just looking at him akiran tu anaenda sijua anafanya nini na mka nikimwangalia tu hivi nika hey. Then in the evening ndio nikam show najua by then nimeifikiria naona kama mimi na yeye tunaweza fanya kitu. Then at the time though, I think he didn't stay too long. Ndio tukakuwa engaged.
Okay. That's cute.
That's nice.
But there's no one time as in I sat down and
said,
I am now ready to, I don't think I'm ready to be a wife.
Yeah.
I think I keep on praying to God to help me and guide me in it, because I don't think anyone can prepare you for what is coming. I think I've ever thought of being a mom, but carrying his children, I don't think I've thought about that. Maybe it's very selfish.
No. I think, you know, the thing is, you've said something which I keep thinking about even before relationships, even before I think about relationships, like, you can never prepare 100% for change.
Okay.
You know, change, like, today you get into campus. There are those things you've been told to anticipate, like, oh, classes, hakuna mtu anakufuata, you know, in campo and everything. It's your grades, you know, this is your life. I mean, this is the road, So, nakumbuka hizo speeches, but unaenda huko, and then you find things that are very different. There are people who get in, they start dating from, like, I remember when I was in first year, there's a couple that dated till third year until the guy passed on. Probably that's why they're not together, but I don't know, because they dated. I mean, they had their ups and downs, but they dated. And then the other guys who date here, there, you know. So I think you can never prepare fully for change. So I like what she said, that yes, even for me, it's not like you sit down and start saying, hey, the day I become a wife, because for me now it has been a year. Hata nasaha wingi sa ingine. But I like the fact that I also got married to somebody, just like she's saying, you know, you meet someone and then you ask yourself, and it's not something that when you're in your younger 20s you can do, because it's something that when you see someone other than just the physical, because I always say, yes, physical attraction is important, or sijui mtu ako na base,
tall, dark, and handsome,
you know, those things. But when it comes down to it, if assuming, again, very funny example, but an accident happens, if the only thing that you value in this person is their physique, then it won't work.
Yeah.
So you look at someone, for me, my hubby, same thing to Karimi. I think I really liked how when we were talking, I was like, this is somebody who can lead me, you know? You know, our conversations, just how calm they are. In fact, our personalities are extremely different. The things we like are very different, but I don't think we're still getting used to our differences, but it's so far so good. So I also like that. And you said something about, is it a mom? I remember one of the things that I've asked myself, maybe in my late 20s, because I'm in my early 30s now, was, is he somebody who can be the father to my children? There are times I've read that, you know, it's important to date somebody who, I mean, like if you had a close relationship to your dad, sometimes it happens that you might date somebody like that. But it can't be absolutely a lie, because I know one of the things I also like about my hubby is the fact that he's organized. My dad is very organized. I learned being, you know, that being organized, as in, you know, your to-do lists are in check and everything. It has helped for my job life and stuff. So, yeah, so when I saw that, I think I really like that. My dad was also very particular in how he brought us up. So, you know, making sure that we go to church, you know, things like that, teaching us foundations at church and stuff. So I really think, just subconsciously, I also admire that. And so, yeah, so for me, it was more of, yeah, this guy can actually be the father of my children.
Yeah,
I can't say, I mean, I can't say how that will go, but again, so you don't prepare 100%, but there are those nice things you can pick up and, yeah, you get some peace, some sort of peace of mind.
Yeah. Okay. So I was gonna ask, basically, when you knew your partners were the ones, but I kind of feel like you've answered that.
Sort of,
but,
yeah.
Do you have any particular moment where you thought, like, knew you, like, he is the one, like, I can't look at any other guy, I can't even think of.
No, funny enough, I don't believe in the one.
Yeah.
My honest opinion, anyone can be the one. It's who you choose to be with at any one point. Your commitment, it's actually that matters, and not necessarily is this one person who's everything.
Your soulmate.
Tomorrow, by the way, every day you meet someone new, and there's always something different in every single person.
Yeah.
And you can be attracted to anyone. But now when it comes to my person, I've chosen to commit myself to this person. That's just it.
Yeah.
But if tomorrow, not just persona, you a commit to another person, it's now your values. That's where that comes in. That's just me. He's not the one.
I like what she said, but Karimi and I think now I'm seeing we are more similar, you know. If I thought we are the same now, yeah. I mean, because that's the thing, do you know, love, by the way, is largely a choice more than the feeling. Because let me tell you something, and this is, I don't want to say that it's a generational thing, because I don't have the stats about your generation now, but relationships have been there since, I mean, if you're a believer, and if the guys who are watching are believers, since Adam and Eve. You know, people in the Bible related, you know, from kitambo. So saying ngine mnachokozana and whatever, the thing is, love is a choice. Just like Karimi saying, you today, you know, this concept of love is like the butterflies, you know, the one ikikona kinona rainbows,
like G.
Yes, nona, hey, I don't know, hello, kwa, no. There are times what carries, yes, I will, you know, we were discussing about some incident that happened in Isiolo. Ningwana sema, watch our say, mtu akulwe na simba juu yako, you know, you and your love, bana, you know, see, kunileta chopa hapa, because you're an event. So it may not be like an event moment at a year, now you reka, like, you know, the light shone, no, but it's the first of all, as she said, it's, you start with the vibing, then you get to a place when you've decided, then you work towards it, because relationships also take a lot of commitment. The fact that me and you are very different, Tara, there are things like right now you might we go out, we want to split, you know, lunch, but you don't like chicken. Me, I want to, like, I was craving chicken. You see, that's conflict already, but mtakosana jueyo. Si hapo mnasema sawa, if the thing we can afford is 1,000 bob, we kula yako ya sotano, mean kula yango ya sotano. That's now relationship and that's love. You keep on committing to each other, but you also commit because of the values. You know, I like what Karimi has said. It's the values. It is, the person has empathy, so they know if I wouldn't want to be treated like this, you know? So it's largely about that. It's you know, it's just, it starts with the vibing, then it goes with the intentionality and with the commitment. Compromise is a component, but you see, compromise is also not, it's not very negative in the sense of negative. It's like, I've never woken up to cook tea for myself very early, but if my person wants to take tea like at 7, you adjust your schedule and say, okay, tutaanzanga kuamka 7 kukunywa chai. If it's important for me to have dinner like at 7 and my person, you know, doesn't eat maybe at midnight, then let's have dinner at the same time, you know. So compromise is also not an ugly word. Yeah, it ni kuelewana tu, because you're two people, two different people. Kuelewana, I mean, even twins, kuna difference wana kuangana hata the ones who are identical. So yeah,
so it's a union.
Yeah.
Okay. So kuna vitu non-negotiable. Like, only meet your partners and you're like, before you met them, let me take it back to now us, who are looking forward to this stage.
Yeah.
So you're sitting in your bedroom writing a list, like, my husband, I'm sure some of us like, lazima akwe na hii kama hana hii pesa, but unajua, like, unai fantasize more kwa sababu hujafika hapo. So nini, did you have like some things where you were like, this is non-negotiable for me, if he doesn't have this, I can't proceed past boyfriend, or I can't even consider you as a boyfriend?
I wouldn't say, well, I think non-negotiables are important, but again, as I'm saying, for me, it just happened. Like, we met around a time when, by there, Ata Mimi, I really wasn't looking into dating. I was in a relationship. I was engaged before. Then it took me maybe, I think, a year and a half. Something like that. Before now, I met this new guy. And what I want to say, or rather my husband. My husband. Not this new guy. Yeah. But I want to say, there are things which, for me, and that's what I'm saying, for me, obviously we're here sharing our experiences, but there's no gospel when it comes to some of these things. As in, there's no kila mtu situation yake ni different, you know. So what I'd say is, for me, for example, by the time we were introducing each other to our folks and, you know, doing the traditions and then doing the, you know, white wedding and stuff, I think it's just, for me, one of the things I find very important is the support. Like, you know, it's a partnership, and a partnership means you may not be 100% all the time, but are you giving effort, you know? So when we are thinking about like our plans in future, you know, we are still very young in marriage and in relationship, but are we working together towards something, you know? So I wouldn't say there's no list. I really don't want to act like I'm better, but I've never sat down to say I need to date someone who's tall, dark and handsome. He has to make money. Me, by the way, me, I'm a workaholic, and I believe the God who I serve has taken me and gotten me to where I am. So I've never sat down and said, no, he must have this kind of, because as I was saying, if you focus, they're important. It's not that they're not important. You know, to say that I want to be someone financially stable, mtu lazima akaipoa, but there's also the negatives of, lazima nifikire watoto. You know, guys talk about things, and I feel sorry sometimes, because you might marry somebody who's like a 0.5, you know. I don't know, like, ungekufikire kwa, like, I don't know, like a Latino man, you know, I don't know, but mpate mtu yako kiwete. So mtu hii anakamrembo, but you know, it's very difficult raising a child, a normal functioning child. Asa, what about a disabled child or someone who has special needs, you know, like Down syndrome or whatever. So I think there are things, again, prayer, you pray about it and you keep on telling God to work on yourself.
Yeah.
So that even when you meet somebody, they may not be what you thought you'd end up with, but are they good people? Mm. You yourself, are you good? Ama wewe unaenda kusumbua kijana wenyewe ka dem, you know? Yeah. Ama wewe ka boy pia unaenda unaanza kuambia dem sijui na kutumia fare. Hiyo fare yako unatuma na you can't afford unatuma ya nini, you know? Raising weird expectations which in future might not help. So for me, again, it's value system and it's this taking a day at a time and the commitment. I think for me, those are the non-negotiables. Mm. It's not really this superficial things and surface level.
Yeah. Mm.
I see. The biggest one was you need to be friends.
Mm. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
More than anything. Because I couldn't believe, no, you can't be with someone who you're not friends with. Neza kosa kuku love, like I have to like you.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah.
Lazima, yeah. Like you. Yeah. So that, because you will be with this person forever. So imagine, ata kama mekosana, ka beshti yako, lazima tu mtakosana, lakini mtakuja muonge. Friendship for me is a
blessing.
But other than that, I think everything else,
let's hope,
as long as I'm with my friend, I really think I can do anything.
Wow, that's very beautiful. By the
way, on your point, the youngings, look for your friends and enter for a friend group
and our parents
and be a friend and also be a friend. Be a friend.
And our parents always say that, you know how not after husband.
Prince Charming. Hakuna Prince Charming, guys. Yeah.
Always your friends. Don't think that you've not met your husband. Okay, maybe you haven't. But friendship, imagine mtakuwa nyo wawili. After watoi, after, may look at your parents.
Yeah.
Always.
Exactly.
My parents,
our folks,
after wakosane aje, they still.
They are there. And they are there making decisions. And sometimes you're like, but metoka kukosana. Just sahi. But unonatua kibebana, mtu wata kukoko a function and a saviana food, you call it nearest standards, you know. Now that's now what is important, as she's saying. Friendship is actually it's important.
The way they were vibing the time we were in Meru.
It is.
Okay, I like that. So, wait, sorry. Hey, Abu, amenishika.
Her emotions. Maybe amekumbuka beshte yake mahali. Wanza kuangalia tu WhatsApp. Wacha kumblutik, please.
So, sasa, you guys, I didn't give you guys the backstory. She's married. How long now?
How long? Oh my God! You know, at least she was there. So, 20 from September 2022.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like one.
Not last year. Yeah. So it's
so
been a while.
And around 4 months.
Yeah.
Okay. And you
have done my traditional wedding, and we are preparing to do the
white wedding. So now you guys have a story. Wedding bells.
Kwani hakuna audience? Not clapping.
Guys are there.
You nearly. Oh, audience clapping.
Audience clapping.
So since you guys are now hitched.
Yeah.
Akuna aku divorce. It is we are together.
Aki tunaomba ya. Tuombeeni, by the way.
Wind of flag bearers. Sasa nyinyi mki. Please.
The pressure.
I'm telling you.
The pressure on our shoulders. Tumesikia.
So at least you said your guys were the guys, the ones. You knew they were the ones at some point before getting to this point. So while you were dating, were there other guys who you sat and thought, maybe I could get married to him? Because you said you were engaged to some other
before.
Guy.
Yeah.
So why did you say yes? Ama, at what point did you think, like, no, I can't do this anymore. I need to move on.
Well, okay, as I've said also, for context, I was engaged like almost a year before that.
Yeah.
And I'd actually dated that guy for, was it 3 years? I think we had dated for so long. But then, I think we were just at very different places in our lives. And so that's how, why things didn't work. That's the best I can say. But then with my hubby, we'd actually dated for I think 3 months.
What?
Yes, I think within 3 months, you know, ask guys pia tumezeka. Wase, ask me for tips, by the way. Mimi nimezeka. Yeah, I'm not that young. So so I think when we yes, yeah, unajua bado kwa 20s. True. So yeah, so within the time when we met, I think one of the things, if I was to speak for my hubby, for him, he was ready to settle.
Oh.
That's one of the things I'd say, because I remember when we met, because we met through my cousin, who's one of his very close friends. They were in school pamoja, high school. He actually, my cousin warned me and said, wewe, you know, this guy is a serious guy. And me that time, I'm like, eh, me, I'm just busy with my life, you know. Mm-hmm. And of course, going through a breakup is also not easy, because as I'm saying, I think I've been fortunate enough all my life to date good guys. You know, the relationships might not have been as long as my ex's relationship, but they were always good guys. So there's something I was always learning. And so for me, it was always like, this is somebody who eventually had settled. But my mindset, maybe nikikuwa kampo, was different, because kampo sikuwa nafikiria, eh, hata kukuwa mama mtu. You know, we have like younger nieces and cousins, but you don't sit and say, wow, ntakwa mama mse kampo. You know, kampo, you're dealing with other things.
True.
Starting, degree. Yes, degree, ukona, like you're finding your identity.
Yeah.
You know, your folks mna ugwaruzana now. If you live at home,
yeah.
You know, if you're living by yourself, like maybe umetoka ushago. So umerushwa Nairobi, because that's what your parent can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now you come and start getting used to an environment. So there are so many things that I can't tell you that there's anything that prepares you, but it's those experiences that at some point you're like, eh, you know. So when I met my husband, other than yes, this is the vibing, because us guys can laugh at memes, as in we are also very silly, like we're also not, we take ourselves seriously, but we don't take ourselves seriously.
Yeah.
There are also other things now, mkisha nyamaza unangalia tu nasema baby umseni mpoa, you know. So let's just see how it will go. They have their dreams. One of the things I've also always said is, as a lady, if we talk about submission, that's something I'm still learning about. But you know, as a lady, when you get married or when you're with somebody who you know you're going to settle with, it's very important for you to, as you're talking, let him lead, you know. Perhaps he has dreams for the family. Yours is to support. And I know that might sound a bit, you know, like, what about me? By the way, I'm very ambitious. Like, let me tell you, my friend, kuna jema alikuwa ananiambia, yani wewe, hii job unafanyanga, wewe ufanya night shift ama wewe ufanya day shift, you know? Yani, because I'm also, you know, but at some point, and let me tell you, that started when I was with my ex. I remember praying to God and telling God, this can't be my environment, because I know as a woman I need to support my husband. And for me, that's important. Again, as I'm saying, people are different, yeah?
Yeah.
So as a woman, I need to support my husband. Then what does that mean? It means he'll tell me like, oh, you know, I've always thought, let's build, let's do this. Let's take a step at a time.
Yeah.
So again, it's not it's not something that is written or cast down on stone,
yeah.
But it's something that you go creating.
Yeah.
Just the same way, as we are saying today, maybe there's something he liked in me, then tukianza kuishi naye alirealizewa akimoya na kuanga guy udim. And then now pole pole tu, you know, you correct, because who's perfect?
No.
You know, ni Yesu tu,
yeah.
Nata Yesu alisulubiwa, so no one is perfect. And yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to solve
the original question.
No, just see, tunaweza ongea hadi asubuhi. So, come there was someone else you thought was the one before the one.
Oh my God. Maybe my ex.
Yeah.
Maybe actually in Chomea.
And that was,
yeah.
But I also think I was really young. So my mindset, I'm even happy. I always say I thank God.
Yeah.
Sikujipata hapo, because I don't think I was ready. Not that I am right now, but
the maturity.
Yeah,
it's like the maturity,
mindset,
emotionally.
Yeah. I was still a kid.
Mm.
And always say with my hubby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.